Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is up? Welcome back, finally, to Under the Rim, our college basketball show, which we do once. We don't have any more football shows. Horns down.
Horns down, baby.
Horns down for your UCF Knights.
Classless.
Classless, according to Rodney
Terry. Classless, like a man from Delco with his horns down here in Austin, Texas. How could I?
How could you?
How
could you not? Oh, that's
just the classic.
Yeah.
Just play the hits, baby.
Honestly, they did. Who was the first to complain about that? Because they've done it to themselves. Because people only like sporadically did it.
You do it when you beat Texas.
Yeah, but people didn't do it that much. And then they got the Big 12 to make it a penalty. And now everyone wants to do it.
It's almost as if the more you address it, the worse it gets.
Right. Yeah. You know who doesn't complain?
Alabama.
Why was football? Florida. When people fucking gator chomp.
No, they complain, though.
They whine a little
bit. You haven't
been
around Florida fans enough, my guy.
I actually, when me and Jake came over to watch the Florida-Missouri football game, and the Harrison Meebus gator chomped after he hit the game-winning field goal, and Jake was none too pleased.
Yeah, dude. They take offense to it. You know how you upset a UCF fan?
How?
You just keep having their program hop from conference to conference, and then pull away their power conference status. The Big East, Big 12.
At least
for Big 12, it's a good basketball conference.
Yeah, it's
and we're a basketball school now, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Honestly, like I didn't put it on the rundown, but take a look real quick. I mean, 11-5. I remember we were going over the schedule like a week or two ago.
It's kind of brutal.
And I was like, ooh, man.
It's a big boy conference.
Yeah, you guys got – it's going to be tough for you to get wins out of this stretch here. But you're 2-1 in this brutal stretch because you had KU, who you beat.
Beat Kansas.
And then you lost to BYU, fine. BYU's ranked
– at home, though, it was tough.
Yeah.
You got to beat BYU.
But then you get a fucking monster road win, kind of.
Texas isn't good this year.
Their stock is we're going to talk about that in a minute.
It's down.
Yeah, they're
perhaps when things are cooking with Chris Beard's guys, just and he leaves midway through the season, maybe getting that incredibly talented team to the Elite Eight wasn't that impressive.
We'll get there. We'll talk about that. Actually, we could start with that since we're already making fun of them. Fuck it. Let's start with this. Horns down bad. Horns down real bad.
Sometimes the promotion of the assistant coach or the interim coach, not the move.
It's not. So they fired Chris Beard last year, if everyone remembers. He was none too kind to his girlfriend. The police were called.
Allegedly? I don't know.
Allegedly.
I never followed through with that
story. She, like, recanted, but it sounded like she just realized how much trouble she got him in.
And then Ole Miss hired him.
And then Ole Miss immediately hired him as soon as the season ended. Ole Miss,
guess who has a good basketball program this year?
They're 15-1. Look, I'm not saying that Texas wasn't wrong or wasn't right to fire Chris Beard. That's a shitty situation to put your employer in.
Yeah.
But they were absolutely wrong to hand the team to Rodney Terry, who has a fucking horrible career as a head coach. Like, has won nowhere. And has actually... Like, it's not even like, oh, he was like, kept winning 19 games on a mid-major and didn't make the tournament because he didn't win their conference tournament. I mean, like, under 500, just dog shit, dog shit, dog shit. Probably a good assistant. That's why Chris Beard hired him, right? Like, probably a really solid guy to have on your staff. Not a head coach.
Doesn't seem like it.
No. Texas right now, so I went through the rankings week by week. They were 18th in the preseason poll. They got as
which
high...
Which means...
Yeah.
Nothing.
They got as high as 12th, though. They are unranked.
Conference play.
12-5 overall. 1-3 in conference play. They've lost to Tech at home.
Tech's ranked.
They are, yeah, they are now. West Virginia on the road, that's fine, that's tough. UCF at home, tough loss for them there.
West Virginia without Huggy Bear now.
I know. R.I.P. A lot of coaches just...
low-key out.
And low-key stupid.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like I understand Huggins, all right? Like, a couple loosies on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, he... they would let him get as many DUIs as he wanted.
In West Virginia, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's... the DUI was never the issue. It was he...
it was the compounding issues.
Yeah.
It was one on top of the other.
A radio appearance about...
Xavier. Very clearly an alcoholic. Not in a fun way, though.
No.
He was going from fun drunk to, oh, man, this is sad.
It's when the breakfast beers become necessary. When you're like, had a rough day yesterday. Like, what? Then drink last night. What do you mean? Why are you having another Coors for breakfast?
It always happens that way. You go to the local watering hole. The regulars, the guys that are always there.
And he looks like a regular at mm-hmm. every local watering hole.
It always starts as a good time. They always seem to have their stuff together.
Yeah.
Even though they don't, you know, it's very clear they don't. But you're like, you know what? They balance things. They come here after work. Maybe they have a family. And they're just blowing off some steam. But then they're there every day.
Every fucking day. And it's not, but you know what, though? That's like...
just but then so are you. So who are you to judge, you know?
Yeah. Why
are you there every day?
What's funny, though, is that's just, like, normal in, like, England.
The pub.
It's pub. In England, it's pub culture. But in America...
Europe's a different beast, my guy.
Yeah. In America, you're drinking hams every day in a dive bar, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. You're classy, though, if you go to, like, Portugal or Spain, you're just drinking wine for every meal. But suddenly you make it beer, you're a bad guy.
No, because it's beer in the UK and Ireland and stuff like that. It's just like you do it in Chicago, you're a piece of shit. You do it in Dublin.
Well, you're doing it in Chicago and you're ignoring your like 12 kids.
I think that's exactly what's happening in Dublin. Mm-hmm. There's nothing but ignored children.
It's underreported, but it's expected, right? That's culture. It's a culture.
Why would you report what's normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just... oh, poor Huggy, kind of. But yeah, man, Texas, it's getting bad. The rest of their schedule, I read they don't have a single win, or maybe they have one win over a top 50 KenPom team, so the wins are soft as fuck, too. Mm-hmm. They barely beat Louisville at home, who is fucking
horrendous,
dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is not Rick Pitino's Louisville. They're horrible.
They were terrible last year.
Yeah. I think, did they finally fire their coach?
No, Kenny Payne's still there.
God damn, dude. What are you doing? Texas, before I dove into their schedule, I was like, well, they're still 12-5. They get like 22 wins. They'll be all right. They'll make the tournament. I don't know if they're going to finish the season over 500. The Big 12 is that fucking horrible. First off,
basketball conference. That's what we pivoted to.
As much as people talk about the SEC being a gauntlet in football,
SEC is good in basketball now, too.
They are.
Because they're like YOLO, everything in sports.
Yeah.
Baseball, basketball, football, let's do it. But that said, Big 12 made a move because they're like, all right, Big 10, SEC, you're going to be football conferences. We get it.
Yeah.
We see the writing on the wall. It's going to be a two. Like super conference, like just sport.
Maybe we'll sneak a guy in there.
We'll occasionally maybe get something in there with the Big 12, but probably not. You know, Utah's going to win it.
Don't you still
year.
Have an auto bid?
What? Oh, for like the 12 team playoff?
Yeah,
probably.
You
yeah,
do. Yeah. If you win the Big 12, it's an auto bid.
Yeah, we're not a G5 yet. Like, we haven't gotten there yet, but we're reading where the wins are going, and it's going to be Big 10, SEC, and football. So we're like, you know what? We're a basketball conference.
This conference is so fucking stacked. I mean, you're losing OU and Texas. Texas isn't that big of a deal, but OU
and us. Come on, what's up?
Yeah.
And then we're not usually great at basketball. This is a surprise this year.
But
I mean, BYU's always, you know, flirting with being ranked. They're ranked this year.
They have their years. Yeah, so, yeah. Like obviously the Jimmer years, but there's been other years too where BYU will.
Arizona State usually has a solid program. Arizona, of course.
Yeah. Soft, but always.
They're not soft this year, man. You got the grit of like Caleb Love.
My Christian brother.
Is he from St. Louis?
He's from my high school.
How are you hating on Caleb Love?
I'm not.
You should always ride for your guy.
I'm right. I know. Even
if I had somebody come out of my high school and do anything relevant, I would hype him up. I got right now is we got one of, you know, like a notable male porn star, Logan Pierce.
Actually, you know who's from my high school from basketball who you probably maybe have a soft spot for?
Who's that?
Larry Hughes.
I do like Larry Hughes.
Yeah.
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 Why is your high school so good at basketball?
It's not. Oh. I mean, it's okay. But like the other high school in our conference, it's from St. Louis, Chaminade, that's the one that pumped out Brad Beal and Jason Tatum and David Lee.
All just frauds. Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum especially.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't even win a title.
In Boston? Come on.
It's pathetic. But Texas, like I said, dude, I don't know if they're going to finish 500. Because right now, the rest of their schedule, or I think their next six games are ranked teams in a row. Mm-hmm. It's Baylor, OU, BYU, Houston, TCU, Iowa State.
It's gauntlet, baby.
I don't... They could conceivably lose all six of those. Like, losing to you guys, UCF's a pretty good team this year, but like...
No, we're not.
They could, we're fine. They couldn't afford to lose that game.
No.
Like, they're fucked.
We're building a nice little resume. Can't wait to get in as like an 8 or 9 seed.
There's nothing worse than that 8-9
line.
Losing
the first round.
That 8-9 line is fucking bullshit. I hate it so much.
So last time we were in the tournament was when we played Duke in the second round.
You won a game.
And we should have beat Duke. We should have beat Zion. And Taco Fall, they fouled him out last second. It's kind of bullshit.
You know what you should have done? Sent some beignets to Zion's room the night before.
Oh, dude. If there was a worse city for Zion to go to in the NBA than New Orleans, I can't think of it.
No. Like, what other city? I mean, like, I guess Atlanta's kind of fat.
He would be in tip-top shape right now if he was in Indy.
Oh, yeah.
If he was a Pacer?
Oh, my God.
He'd be an Adonis.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, Indiana's a fat state, but it's like fat off white people food.
Mm-hmm.
He's not eating, what are those stupid dinner plate size sandwiches or like sewer cover size sandwiches they serve there? It's like fried pork or something like that.
Sure.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever. It's like, well, isn't this good? It's a big sandwich. It's like, no, you just put a bun, like you placed a bun gingerly on top of a huge piece of fried meat and you call that a fucking sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Okay. I really have no qualms with Indiana. Mm. It's a good basketball state.
IU seems like a good time.
IU, kind of down on Mike Woodson this year. Honeymoon's over.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They just got smoked by Purdue.
Well, it's a rivalry game and all that fun stuff.
I know. But that was their opportunity to kind of punch.
Oh, no,
back.
Indiana is actually bad this year. I'm sorry. I was thinking of somebody else. Indiana sucks.
Indiana's not good.
Yeah. I forgot who I was talking about. But yeah, Rodney Terry, how long does he live?
End of the year.
There's going to be 1 year?
I mean, if they don't make the tournament, then he's probably out.
Yeah, I want to say that their roster is not young.
No.
Like, yeah. Oh, man, a lot of seniors. A lot of seniors on this roster.
Perfect time to clean house, especially if he's not getting recruits.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know what they're... I didn't even check their recruiting. I'm sure it's fucking mid. Like, he... I don't know why.
What could save him winning the NIT? Like...
No, God. I just... What a fucking horrible hire. I don't know why they did that. Next up, I want to talk about a team that is guaranteed to not live up to the hype.
Purdue?
Yeah. Fuck Purdue.
It's all happening again.
Oh, my God.
We're reliving the same story. Zach Edey's going to win player of the year. They're going to be ranked 1 or 2 all year long.
They're ranked 2nd right now. They've been 1 for a lot of the year.
Well, they need UConn to lose. UConn's not losing, though.
What?
UConn hasn't been losing, so.
Yeah. They were 1. Purdue was 1st earlier, though.
Yeah. However, I've seen this already. Until they, you know, I just think as a country, none of us are going to take Purdue seriously until they actually win or get out of the first weekend.
Yeah, I want to tell you right now.
In the tournament.
If you put Purdue in the Final Four, I don't even give a fuck what the draw is. Your bracket is busted.
You're brave.
Yeah.
I consider you braver than most troops if you take Purdue to the Final Four.
Well, I mean, most troops don't. They're just, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, they're, you know, cooking.
Pogues, as our friends call them.
just kidding, guys.
But, yeah, dude, I mean, and it's the same shit, too. Like, they're getting these great wins in non-con in the Big 12. They have 6 quad one wins, so the resume is fucking sterling.
Of course, it always is.
It's but not going to happen.
Just wait till they run into that 16 seed.
it's not going to. And the fucked up thing is that loss. We want to talk about this last year. That loss is so much worse than the Virginia loss.
It is.
Because Virginia, for as bad as that loss was to UMBC and all that stuff, Virginia has a style of play that opens the Tony Bennett sort of real slow style of play. It opens you up to wacky things potentially happening a little more. Like, Purdue, that should never happen to Purdue. First off, you have an ogre in the middle that
you have
no
a giant.
No one can guard.
You have a 9-foot giant. But that's your problem.
It's so...
Because when it gets to the tournament, things get sped up. There's going to be some fucking, you know, pesky mid-major conference team that comes in, and they're just like, you know what? We're just going to run you off the floor.
Yep.
We're going to make Zach run.
I swear to God, this Purdue could win every single one of the rest of their games for the regular season.
I'm
and
not taking
tournament.
You seriously until you actually I see it and you actually make the Final Four.
Sweet or, 16 is their
yeah, yeah. Actually, you don't even have to do the Final Four. Like, get to the second weekend. Just get to the second weekend.
I think Sweet 16 is their absolute ceiling.
I mean, we literally saw Virginia win the Natty the year after.
I know,
the 16
I know.
Seed.
Is that
so? I don't
want
to completely rule out that Purdue could make the Elite Eight or something, but man,
it's what's the furthest
Matty Painter if he loses the first weekend again, do you just get rid of him? Like, I know you shouldn't you shouldn't.
It can only get worse because,
but maybe,
like,
it's just like agreed upon, like, hey man, I don't know what's happening here, it's just some weird voodoo bullshit,
yeah,
but let's just go our separate ways. You're a great coach.
He's been
but
there
maybe
forever.
Maybe you need to be at like a different spot.
Hasn't he been there? He's been there like 12, 13
Painter's been there a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the longest tenured coaches at this point. I think you hold on to him.
You take Robbie Hummel out of the booth and you're like, you're the coach now.
God. Purdue is just like Robbie Hummel. Like, every year, if Robbie Hummel had been not injured, they were a Natty contender, but he just kept getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy the hype on Purdue. Don't buy anything.
The
on
Purdue teams that actually do well in the tournament are the teams you don't expect.
Yeah. I liked their team with Caleb Swanigan.
Mm-hmm.
He was tough. I think I did lose a bet on them in whatever round they lost on, but they were making me money in that tournament.
What was the year where they had one player that took them to the Elite Eight? Who's a guard? I'm blanking on his name right now.
Let's see.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like...
No, it was in the Painter.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's in the Painter era. Let's see here.
He's like a notable name. He got drafted in the NBA, didn't really do much. Jaden Ivey.
That was definitely not that long ago.
He took him to, I think Jaden Ivey took him pretty far.
2019, they made the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was probably the last time. I mean, to Painter's credit, he does only have one Elite Eight, so that's tough. But he has, I think he's been there since, yeah, okay, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 Sweet 16s. So, you know, he gets a win or two in the tournament. But the problem is they're always like a goddamn 1 through like 4 seed.
Yeah, you really just need to not have your entire offense run around just a man that can't move.
That's just how I imagine Edie, like his inner monologue. What is the fucking giant from Hot Fuzz?
Yorp.
That's just Zach Edie.
Yorp.
Don't buy Purdue. You're a fucking psycho if you pick them to the Final Four. they're going to be like, there's going to be a lot of chalk busted brackets. There is going to be anyway, because this season there's nobody. There's no dominant team.
We say that every year. And last year was kind of an indication with Miami, FAU, San Diego State. But I mean, UConn was the most dominant team for a good portion of the season.
Yeah, Ken Pom loved UConn all year. But that.
No, they just went on like a bad stretch in like January, February. But before that, they were killing everyone.
Yeah.
So UConn, I think if you just took out that little slump, they were the best team all year.
And they're back.
Yeah, I mean, they might just repeat. Be UConn.
Is UConn a. Do you call them a blue blood if they win another natty this year, go back-to-back?
In basketball, they should already be.
They have the same amount of national titles as Kansas, and they got their first one in, like, the late 90s.
They won one with Kevin Ollie.
Yeah.
Come on. If your program can win a natty with Kevin Ollie, that's like LSU winning a natty with...
Coach O.
Coach O, yeah. It's equally as bad.
Next up, there is some... more somber news. It appears that the Alabama basketball program, the violence in that program continues.
Mm-hmm. Nate Oates,
the coach,
put his hands
through hands
on a child,
on a boy, a young boy. Missouri's Aiden Shaw. He assaulted him violently. The violence continues in Tuscaloosa. It's sad to see. Is Nate Oates kind of dumb?
He's very dumb.
Do you remember?
Great basketball coach, but he is...
Do you remember how he handled the entire...
Bit of a psychopath.
The entire murder situation?
I don't think he's dumb. I think he's just a psychopath or a sociopath.
But, like, he didn't sound smart handling all the murder stuff last year.
Also, before we go down this road, I want to correct myself. It wasn't Jaden Ivey for that 2018 Purdue team. It was Carson Edwards.
Okay.
That Carson Edwards team.
Wasn't Ivey, like, last year or the year before? He might have been more recent.
Yeah, it was more recent. So, in my head, they're the same player.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's fair. But yeah, Nate Oates, what kind of stupid? I think just kind of like great basketball coach. I would love to have him as basketball coach.
I think just a prick.
That too, certainly.
I don't think he's dumb, but he is. He's a basketball coach. That's what he is, right? Like you're supposed to be kind of a little bit of a prick in you.
Yes, I think actually far more.
Every great college basketball coach is a bit of a prick. Bobby Knight, Coach K. Mm-hmm. As much as it pains me to say, Coach K.
Great basketball coach. Bill Self, absolute prick.
Yep.
I feel like Calhoun was a prick.
Oh, Calhoun was a massive prick.
You know who wasn't, though?
Wright. Jay Wright was the only one that wasn't a prick.
I don't think Tony Bennett's a prick either.
Tony Bennett either, but they're soft. Until the one that are natties. Like, same with Jay Wright. Like, they were always, he can't get it done.
Yeah.
Until he did.
Was Roy Williams?
Roy Williams had some prick in him. Yeah. Just a good amount of prick, but he balanced it much better than
a lot of these guys. Yeah. I would agree with that.
I mean, look at fucking Frank Martin.
Oh, fuck.
Massive prick.
I mean, Chris Beard.
Prick.
100% prick.
There's something about basketball coaches. Especially.
I was going to say, it's way more so than football.
Yeah.
Football has to be a little more fatherly for some reason or something. Grandfatherly, maybe.
Fucking my coaches in basketball growing up, they would always go balls to the wall when they suited up and played in the scrimmages. Like eighth grade, I had a coach just like taking charges.
And then calling it.
Charge. He going the other way. Like, what, dude?
Fuck off.
Like, I'm 13. Calm down.
But were you bigger than him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was small.
What a bitch.
He was like 5'6" or something.
Boo.
He didn't like me. He benched me a lot.
I will never coach basketball, ever, for my kids. My wife's like, you're going to coach every sport. I was like, here's the sports I'll coach.
I was a ref for a couple games.
Yeah.
Like a youth ref at 16.
Yeah.
I look back and I'm like, man, I've had every job.
I coached soccer for my brother's team. That was about it. But I'll coach soccer and I'll coach baseball.
Coaching children's soccer, hey, go out there.
We got
some orange slices at halftime.
It's fucking, they just some run in a mob. It's like 30 kids around the ball.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. But yeah, so actually my favorite part of this, so everyone, like that clip went viral. I didn't even see the game because Mizzou sucks this year and I had something to do. And I knew Alabama was going to fucking throttle them, which Mizzou hung in for a little while, but then they got throttled. Anyway, though, I was watching the clip just to see what happened. And the funnier part to me was Shaw, I think it was Shaw, because there was more than one player involved. But Shaw goes back to the Missouri bench, and Dennis Gates just walks up to him, and it's clear as day. You can read his lips. He just goes, "Shut the fuck up." And Aiden's like, "She's like, shut the fuck up." And then there's like a pause, and they're just looking at each other, and he goes, "Shut the fuck up again."
Why are there so many coaches these days that are just getting involved, getting physical with the guys? Even Shaka Smart the other day playing defense on guys. Like, come on.
That seems on brand for Shaka, though. Shaka seems like a fucking goon.
You can't be a sixth man on the floor. Get out of the way.
As much as you want to be.
Yeah.
And you do.
Props to Shaka, though. Him and Marquette, they're rolling.
Yeah, I love.
It's a perfect spot for him.
Love, love, love. That was a great hire for sure.
He just couldn't handle the Texas boosters.
Who can? Chris Beard.
I guess Sark too.
Yeah, what a turnaround.
I thought they're going to drive him stress.
I thought they're going to drive him to drink again.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see. But I think Sark just goes home to his gorgeous wife and is just like happy. His wife is so fucking attractive.
I do love that. any like older black gentleman when they're talking about Sark, they'll just be like, "You know, he dates a sister," or like, "He's married to a sister."
Yeah, yeah. It's because
they point it out all the time.
Yeah, she's a very, very hot black chick, and every time I see her, I'm just like, "Good job, dude." Absolutely good job, because you look like a fucking cartoon character.
He looks like an alcoholic.
You know what he looks like? Do you remember there's an early episode of Family Guy where Peter's like, "I must draw you to this construction worker. I'll show you after the show." And it's just like this guy with his eyes like right next to each other. He just looks fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Sarkisian.
Not the best hairline.
No. Sark reminds me of that. I don't know how he got her other than he's paid a lot, but good for him.
He's been coaching since he was pretty young, too.
Yeah. He's got money.
But he's been a head coach, I mean, like, from a young age.
Yeah, for sure.
At big-time programs, USC, Washington.
Yeah.
People forget about that.
People forget. Real quick, before we go into our picks, I want to let you know where we make them, and that is at MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.com. You can double your first deposit up to $1,000 with the promo code DRINKINBROS. So put in 500, you get 500, so on and so forth. They got great lines. Now, the thing with college basketball is, and we'll get into this in a moment, typically lines don't drop till the day of, which is really annoying.
That makes sense, though. There's so many games.
So we, for the Saturday games that we're doing, we're not taking our lines off MyBookie because they're not up yet. That's just standard practice for...
It's KenPom, so it's generally around the same
It's line. In the ballpark of that. Yeah. So, but we make all our picks at MyBookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Let's get into these fucking picks. And by the way, MyBookie, another reason to sign up for them, they do a really cool March Madness pool every year, like a huge one. And if your bracket wins, you win like, it's like six figs almost.
Sure.
It's at least five figs.
You're not doing the $1 billion bracket from Warren Buffett?
Oh, I do them all.
I don't know if he still does that.
Yeah, I do.
That requires a perfect bracket.
I also have...
which is impossible. You can't do it.
A big like private pool I'm in every year that's like, you win like 10 grand if you do that too.
Yeah, I have a problem, Rob.
What?
I just, you know...
Can't stop.
You throw me in a March Madness pool. You throw me in a Calcutta. You throw me in anything. I'm down.
You're just good to go.
Who needs to pay taxes?
Nah, nobody. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into this week's games. Most of these games are Saturday games. There's a couple early week Monday, Tuesday games in here. The theme this week, almost exclusively, road favorites.
Weird. It's hard to win on the road.
Very hard to win on the road, but I kind of think maybe there's some overvalued teams. I don't know. The first one, I feel like this is going to tear you in half. Going to tear at you. UConn, 2-point favorite on the road at Villanova.
I mean, Nova is not the Nova of old.
They aren't.
We know.
Don't let the name on the front of the jersey fool you.
It's not the same. Started out pretty good this season. Kind of have faltered midway through.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. Like, they're perfectly fine.
Potential tournament team?
Maybe.
Yeah. Bubble team?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it scary because this would be a game that they fucking need.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rack up. If you're going to, you got to rack up these types of wins at home. Like, get one or two. You need a resume win.
I'm going to take UConn.
Same.
I'm going to take, on the road, you can lay the two. Probably win 8-10 by 8-10.
Yeah. Two points to me in college basketball is a pick 'em.
Because you'll foul at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yep.
That final whistle.
Yeah.
It don't matter. You could be down 20 points. NBA, they give up. They don't even shoot the ball.
I know.
They just dribble the shot clock out. College basketball, you'd be fouling. It's annoying.
The amount of unders that I've lost on some asshole coach. Fouling some prick. Some
down
prick.
45.
It's motherfucker, dude. Next up, another road favorite. This one's nutty to me. I don't know that the actual line is going to be the same, but this is the KenPom projection. But this one's a little weird to me. BYU is a 3-point favorite at Tech.
BYU is good.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech, newly ranked, 25th, I believe.
Double check.
Yeah, they're top 25 in the, I think they just cracked the top 25 okay. This week in the AP.
They are, yeah, 25th. 14-2.
Kind of have just kept the program going. Same system, really, since Chris Beard left.
Yeah, they plugged and played a lot better than UT did, mm-hmm. It would seem.
They're dogs. They're fucking just gritty, grinded out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll win at home.
Give me
Tech at home.
I agree. I'll take the money line.
But if there's one, you know, school that's not going to be weirded out by Lubbock, it's fucking the Mormons.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I will say this for Tech. This kind of cuts both ways, I would say. They don't have any good wins. Their best win is UT, literally. They've lost to Nova, they lost to Butler, and they just lost to Houston, which is fine. That's understandable, especially on the road. So, in one sense, it's like, all right, they ain't beat nobody, Paul. But on the other hand, they really fucking need this win. And I think they get up for this game.
Yeah.
Saturday, at home, I think Texas Tech pulls it out. That's a good resume win for them. Next up, a game I can't fucking wait to bet.
I think Isaac's just probably, you know, he has a little bit of a game, goes off, maybe scores like 25.
Yeah. That's gonna be a tough environment for BYU. Because this is the time of year, too, where college basketball fans know, well, A, they'll be hyped because they're ranked. B, they'll be hyped because they get this win. They're going to shoot up the rankings. And C, again, like I said, this would be their first resume win. Those fans, it's become a bit of a basketball school. I think those fans are acutely aware that they need to win this game.
Football Tech is just kind of like a bonus. It's like, oh, cool, we got a football team, too. We'll throw some tortillas on the field.
Whee!
Hopefully win, you know, 7 to 8 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just have fun. But basketball, they're like, oh,
that's
no,
business.
Something's expected of
us. Yeah, that's serious business at this point. Next up, I can't wait to bet. I cannot wait to bet this fucking game if this line is even remotely like this. Baylor at Texas. Baylor -2.
Yeah, Baylor murders them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's a bounce back here.
No.
They're Texas. All up in their fields. Maybe Baylor wins by like 20 and then throws horns down again.
I think Texas is fucked. Like, fucked.
They might go into a tailspin.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be bad. And again, they were, I want to say their win over Cincinnati, even that was like, there was some controversy at the end,
Cincinnati's,
or it was lucky.
Not good either.
What?
Cincinnati's fine, but they're not that good.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. Dude, Texas is lucky to have any wins in the Big 12. They're not getting one against fucking Baylor. I mean, goddamn. Give me Baylor -2 all day. Next up, I feel like this is an absolutely, like, tell me, like, this feels scripted, this game. Like, I know exactly how it's going to go. Purdue at Iowa. KenPom has them as a 7-point favorite.
Iowa's not great this year. They're kind of stinky.
Yeah. Not only that, but they're not, they're still like, they're not, they're mid, right? They're 11-6. They're 42nd in KenPom.
They're not what you expect Iowa to be.
No. But they're still just good enough that it's like a quad. This would be, actually, this would be a, still be a quad one win for Purdue because it's on the road against a top 50 team. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, Purdue is going to beat the shit out of a mediocre team in their own building.
Purdue's going to, like, beat the shit out of Iowa and then lose to Rutgers.
Dude, Rutgers kind of, they've been tough in the last couple of years.
They're not that good either.
Yeah.
Big Ten as a whole is kind of
fallen off a little bit
this year.
Yeah. No, the Rutgers isn't that
like
good
Michigan's
this year.
Michigan's not good.
When are they going to deal with that situation?
When we getting rid of the
one of
the man that's also thrown hands and laid hands on both coaches and players.
That's a question for another time. But I don't think Juwan Howard is long for that job.
They kind of just like yada 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 him. Oh, you know, he'll be fine.
I mean, if anything, Harbaugh winning the national title has bought
him time.
Yeah, has bought Juwan Howard runway.
Or no, when Harbaugh leaves, then all the focus gets put on Juwan Howard.
Yes, he doesn't want that.
Then he might get fired.
He's probably like, Jim, do you want to stay, please, for the love of God?
Yeah. I mean, he ran Hunter Dickinson out of town for some reason.
Yeah.
And I mean, if there's one guy that's probably, if there's no Zach Edey, Hunter Dickinson's probably player of the year right now.
Yeah.
At Kansas.
What a fucking gift to Bill Self.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. But yeah, Purdue rolls. Purdue fucking steamrolls Iowa.
I'm going to say it's closer than that. What's the line?
7.
I'll take Iowa in the 7.
Okay.
Purdue wins, Iowa covers.
I just like this is the part of the year where Purdue just pads that resume.
Yeah, but Iowa in Iowa City.
It's still, well, here's the thing, though. Purdue doesn't have to cover to get to for this win to be impressive because it'll just be a quad one win that they'll rack up. Right? So, yeah, they don't have to cover for this to still be a Purdue type of win.
And sometimes you want to just bet on bad teams with points.
Yeah.
Give me the Hawkeyes.
All right. This one's interesting. Marquette at St. John's.
Mm.
Let's pick them. Marquette's a 1-point favorite.
Oh, baby. Patino. What are we thinking of Patino's first year at St. John's?
Looking decent so far. 38th in KenPom, 12-6. I'll check their resume real quick. I really am not familiar with who they've beaten. They have wins over Providence, Villanova.
It just feels right that he's back in the Big East.
Yes. Dude, they beat Xavier. They beat Utah, who's good this year. They've got good wins. They did lose to Boston College and Michigan, which is gross. And Seton Hall, which is not ideal, but Seton Hall was on the road.
Seton Hall is a fine program.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a win they need, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they do have good wins. They have a couple quad one wins, so...
It's pick 'em.
Yeah, -1. Marquette's the favorite.
Patino's got this thing going in the right direction. However, I think Shaka's just got too many horses at Marquette right now.
Yeah.
Patino's going to get his team. I think St. John's going to be a bit of a wagon in like 3 years. Give it time.
I don't even know if he's going to need 3. I guess probably harder to recruit there than to Louisville, but...
Still New York.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
You got a pretty good pool at home.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they have a history that you can recruit to.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You're taking Marquette today?
I'll take Marquette to win the game.
Okay. I'm going to take St. John's. I think Patino gets a nice resume win here. And it's,
wouldn't be surprised.
And it's not really a knock on Marquette to lose on the road at St. John's to Patino. So.
No.
This next team is really interesting to me. KenPom doesn't like them that much, but they're kind of rolling. Memphis.
They just blew a fucking 20-point lead to USF last night.
Oh, girl, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. They lost to fucking South Florida, buddy.
Oh, no.
They're up 20 in the second half and blew it.
Man.
So kind of not rolling.
Well, not rolling anymore.
Kind of like you wrote this before that game.
Maybe I did. And then maybe I went to bed. I mean, dude, they've got some really good wins.
Like Until they lost to South Florida.
Yeah, South Florida's terrible. I don't know how they blew that game. They lost to Ole Miss, who is like Ken Pom also doesn't like.
I like Ole Miss.
But they're highly
ranked. I respect Ole Miss as a good program. They beat us. So
yeah, right. They lost to Nova as well, but I mean they have wins. They don't look as impressive as they were, but like they beat Arkansas.
The entire SEC this year, I feel like, is not getting enough love or like props. I guess because maybe they're out of conference schedule, but like a Georgia this year. I think Georgia's like 12-6 or 13-5.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the SEC was better last year. But
South Carolina this year is like 14-3.
It's a soft 14.
I know.
We'll get to it. That. Because there is a game.
But I'm just saying, man, there's plenty of good programs in the SEC this year.
Yeah, it's a tough
Buzz at A&M still doing Buzz things.
A&M, by the way, one of their wins, Memphis. They beat A&M, who is good. They have wins over SMU, Clemson. They've got good wins. They were rolling, I guess, until last night. Jeez. Like, so that sucks. Who do you like in this though? Memphis is a 3-point favorite at Tulane.
Bounce back spot, I'd imagine.
You would, yeah.
Tulane's not good at basketball.
Tulane's not a good team, no. They're 11-6, but it's, yeah, I don't know.
Memphis bounces back. You can't just blow a 20-point lead.
No, yeah, I think Memphis fucking...
And Penny's probably just reaming them in the locker room after that.
It's bad. Yeah. But they are a little squishy, according to the analytics. But we'll see. I agree with
you. That's just your opinion, analytics.
Yeah, man. I do think they bounce back here. Next up, this is one of the best games, maybe of the season, certainly of the month. Houston, 2-point favorite. At BYU.
I still don't respect Houston.
You never have. You never have.
Never want
to. I'm a big Houston guy, and you just not a fan.
Sorry, Kelvin. Prove it, dude.
He's made a Final Four.
I know. That was a soft-ass run to the Final Four, though. And they just keep following us from conference to conference, so they got to be... We need a rival. So
they're your real rival. It's not USF.
It's probably Houston or, like, Cincinnati.
Yeah. 100%. I think BYU wins this game. Houston going to Elevation against a really good fucking team. BYU potentially coming off a loss to
Texas
Tech. Houston
just lost to TCU.
What?
Houston just lost to TCU.
Mm-hmm.
At TCU, I believe. So, man, yeah, no, give me BYU on at home.
Yeah, if I can get a BYU money line especially, fuck yeah.
I would take BYU.
Yeah. This next one, again, this is like the Baylor-Texas game where I'm like, dude, please let this line be real. Like, please let the line reflect the Ken Pom line. Kentucky at South Carolina.
Kentucky this year.
Kentucky's a 4-point favorite. I really like Kentucky this year.
It's a fun Kentucky team.
Cal's getting back to his roots.
Mm-hmm.
Giant freshman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then just like play some of your best players not seeing minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Cal. I think this is Cal's going to sneak in another Final Four on his resume this year.
No, it's going to be a classic underachieving Cal team. They're incredibly fun.
Yeah.
It's a Kentucky team you can get behind. You can kind of like put in the national spotlight.
Who was the last really fun one? The Darren Fox team, probably.
Yeah.
I liked that team a lot.
Even like the Tyler Hero team.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't much expected from them.
Yeah.
But Hero would just kind of ball.
He's fun.
He was.
Yeah. But Darren Fox is one of my favorite players to watch just play basketball.
Like, I don't necessarily hate or like Kentucky as a program.
Me either.
But
yeah, I don't.
Yeah, they every like 5 or 7 years, they'll have a really fun team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they get dudes.
Yeah. I mean, their team that should have won the national championship was fun as fuck, to be quite honest.
I mean, there was a lot of Kentucky teams that probably should have won a natty.
Yeah, yeah, but the Willie Cauley Stein, was it Cat? Carl Anthony Towns, mm-hmm. Wasn't he on that team?
The only team that won was Anthony Davis.
Yep. Yeah. Which although I think sense. John Wall made a Final Four that was taken away. Was that the one that...
Who can keep up with what was taken away, what wasn't, you know?
I don't even know what Cal officially
like, Patino
has.
Officially doesn't have a natty at Louisville.
Yeah, suck my dick.
But like, that's... he has a tattoo. flags fly forever if you keep them up.
Yeah. Archaeologists will acknowledge that.
That flag's somewhere.
Yeah.
It's in a museum.
I think Kentucky rolls at South Carolina. I don't care that South Carolina is 14.
Yeah, give me Kentucky. What is it? How?
4.
Yeah, Kentucky wins. Covers.
My guess, honestly, is that the line is probably bigger than the KenPom line.
Yeah.
I would think.
We'll see.
I'd be very happy at 4. And then last, another really good SEC game. These are two top 10 teams in KenPom. I forget what their AP rankings are, but Auburn's at Bama. Iron Bowl on the hardwood. Bama's a 3-point favorite at home.
Talk about two massive pricks.
Oh, man. Bruce Pearl, maybe no one hides his prickery better than Bruce Pearl because he shows up to like women's basketball games with his shirt off.
I was about to say, he takes his shirt off when he gets interviewed on TV.
That guy's for sure an asshole.
But he's also one of those guys at the bar. He's a regular at the bar that's kind of fun at first. He's kind of fun, and then he fools you.
Well,
and you're like, oh,
yeah,
no,
but
sad.
He's not like Huggins is the guy at the bar who seems like he's got his shit together at first, but then he like pees his pants at midnight. Bruce Pearl is the type of guy who you think he has his shit together, but then he like grabs a waitress by the pussy at midnight. You know, after like 20 drinks, he's just like he doesn't even like
just
hide
the finger
it.
Scoop.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, that's the difference between the two of them to me.
Huggins wouldn't even attempt to do it.
No, Huggins is there to drink.
Yeah. He ain't here for women. He ain't come to school for women. He came to school for booze.
Yeah.
Man. I hate both these. Like, the basketball part, I don't hate Alabama football, but I, for some reason, just dislike Alabama basketball.
You can't have everything.
It might be because of Miller last year.
Yeah.
And how that went down. Heat and hat. Like, I don't know. They got away with murder.
How's he doing in the NBA this year? I haven't even paid attention.
He's a trailblazer, right? No. That was Scoot. Scoot went to the Trailblazers. Where did Miller go? He go to the Hornets?
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, that's a black hole.
Yeah, you can't even kind of like get a good read of whether or not he's good. He plays in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. He's averaging 14 a game.
Him and LaMelo?
Yeah, yes.
Good. Yikes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The Hornets are 8-30, so yeah, black hole. I kind of like Auburn to cover. One possession game.
Give me Auburn.
Yeah.
God, no, we agreed too much this episode. Give me Bama. Bama wins big.
Okay.
Just launches threes like they always do.
I mean, if
they get hot.
This Bama team just, it doesn't. It's not as good as last year's team. I kind of don't trust them as much. Mm-hmm. I was that Bama team last year, after watching them in the SEC tournament and late in the season, I was like, this is a Final Four team for sure. And they did not.
I'm trying to think. Every coach in the SEC, there's so many pricks in the SEC. Bruce Pearl, Nate Oates, Cal.
Oh, man. How did we not talk about Cal being a prick?
Frank Martin still, right? Frank
no, Martin's, no, no. He's not there anymore.
Oh, no. You're right.
Beards
at Ole Miss.
So yeah, Pearl. Oates,
the only non-prick
Cal.
I can think of is like Buzz.
Hey, Dennis Gates is a sweetheart.
Nah, he's a bit of a prick. Nah, I don't know anything about Dennis Gates.
Rick Barnes,
nice guy, but can't get it done when it matters.
Rick Barnes. Yeah. Isn't Arkansas's coach kind of a dickhole?
Muss.
Yeah. BT Bates could tell us. I don't know off the top of my head.
He's another guy that takes off his shirt a lot. All aboard the Muss bus.
But he's kind of jacked, though, isn't he?
Not really. I mean, he's an old guy.
He's in better shape than Pearl.
He's in better shape than Pearl.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. And then that one prick isn't at LSU anymore, correct?
Oh, Wade?
Yeah.
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 He was awesome, though. He was just dropping bags.
All-time prick. Yeah. R.I.P. I don't remember who their coach is now, but he's not on the prick level that he needs to be. But that's it. That's all the picks I got for this week.
Yeah. I mean, just if there's nothing else on, man, just throw it on in the background.
It's good background noise. I love college. It's not my favorite.
On like
sport.
A Tuesday night, you get home from work.
Yeah. Just put
just
on,
toss it on,
put on a college basketball game. Just
Saturday. Watch basketball all day.
Yeah. Do a little homework for your bracket. Nothing big. For Dan Register, I am Rob Fox. Again, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. It'll double your first deposit up to $1,000. Check it out. Start getting ready for March.
Check out our history podcast, Softcore History.
Softcore History, baby. Check it all out. See you later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.